The Princess and the Swineherd. Once there was a poor prince who only had a tiny kingdom. All he owned was a rose tree with one lovely flower and a nightingale that sang sweetly. The prince fell in love with a rich princess. One day he wrapped up his rose tree and his nightingale. He sent them to the princess as a present. At first the princess was pleased. Then she picked the rose. "Oh," she cried, "it's just an ordinary rose. How boring. Take it away." She heard the nightingale sing. "Oh, what a clever toy," she said. Then she saw it was a real bird. She was cross and sent it away. The prince did not give up hope. He put on some ragged clothes and rubbed mud into his face. Then he went to the king's castle and asked some work. "We need a man to look after the pigs," said the king. So the prince became the royal swineherd. He had a little hut near the pigsty to live in. There he sat all day working his hammer. By the evening he had made a small saucepan. All round the rim were tiny silver bells. When the saucepan boiled, they played a little tune. The saucepan had magic power too. If anyone put a finger in the steam, they could smell what was cooking all over the land. One day, the princess was walking past the swineherd's hut. She heard the bells ringing on the saucepan. "I say, that's my favourite tune," she said. She set one of her maids to ask the price of the saucepan. "I will sell it for 10 kisses from the princess," said the swineherd. The princess was angry. "I'll never kiss a dirty swineherd," she said. She walked away, but then she still wanted the saucepan. Then she had an idea. "I'll kiss the swineherd when no one can see us," she said to the maids. She ordered them to gather round in a circle. "Stand close together so we can hide in the middle," she said. Then she gave the swineherd 10 kisses. The princess and her maids took the saucepan and ran back to the castle. Then she boiled it and everyone came to hear its bells and smell the steam. The prince set to work again outside his little hut. This time he made a magic rattle. When he shook it, it played every tune in the world. When the princess passed the hut, she heard the music. She wanted to buy the rattle. She sent her maid to the swineherd to ask the price. The prince smiled. "I'll have 100 kisses from the princess, and no less," he said. Then the maid ran back to tell the princess. "Never," cried the princess. She went to the swineherd's hut. "I will give you 10 kisses and no more," she said. "You must take the rest from my maids." The maids were very cross. "We won't kiss a dirty swineherd," they cried. The swineherd shook his head and said, 100 kisses, or I'll keep the rattle." The princess had to give in. "Stand round," she ordered her maids, and they made a circle to hide the princess and the swineherd. The king was standing on his balcony looking over his land. He saw the crowd near the pigsty. "What's going on down there?" he wondered. He hurried down the steps and out of the castle. He crept quietly up to the circle of maids. Then he stood on tiptoe and peeped over their shoulders. There he saw the princess kissing the swineherd. The king was very angry. He smacked the princess and ordered her to leave his land with the swineherd. "I never want to see you again," he said. "Be off with you both," he shouted. "Oh, please, Papa, let me stay," cried the princess, but it was no use. The king made them go away forever. "Oh, I wish I had married the poor young prince," sobbed the princess. Then the prince hid behind the tree. He took off his rags and put on his best clothes. "I'm not a swineherd," he cried. "I am the poor prince." He took the princess home to his little kingdom and married her. And they were poor but happy.